You got it.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Hollywood, California to Hollywood, Florida to Kathmandu to Brussels, Belgium, we are the Tastemakers. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all out there today on a gloomy, gloomy California day.
Let me throw out there Sardinia, Italy as well, as we will be doing a gifting there in just 3 weeks.
Sardinia, yeah. That's
Sardinia,
right.
So Italy.
Yeah, Sardinia. Sardinia. I like how that sounds.
It's like, is that where the whole sardine comes from? Is that where they originate, sardines?
It sounds like a castle should be there. But anyhow, back to addressing the morning weather, Mark. I mean, every day or every Tuesday, we always share with everybody how beautiful it is out here. But it's yesterday, after a 100-degree day, 107 degrees in Palm Springs, it was driving on my, It was raining on my way in today.
Yeah.
It was drizzling when we were coming in just moments ago.
Yeah, I had rain when I left home.
Is that crazy?
I woke up to rain this morning.
How about that? I mean, I had the air conditioning on yesterday.
Yeah, well, it was 106 or 102 by me.
107 by in Palm Springs.
Wow.
Is that crazy or what? Well, it is June. Is it summer yet or summer next
no,
week?
No, not officially for a few more weeks.
Few more weeks.
Technically, the unofficial start of summer begins with Memorial Day, which is 2 weeks ago.
Sure. Barbecuing, unofficial start of summer, the race, this and that. But anyhow, it's I hate looking at this window and seeing this gloom. It's June gloom, right?
June gloom, May gray.
May gray, June gloom. And the weather has been crazy the last couple of weeks. Up and down, gloomy and beautiful.
Hot, cold.
But
windy, wet,
well, here we are,
dry.
Mark. Whether it's a beautiful day or whether it's
It's always a beautiful day here in Shangri-La.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, probably by the time we leave today, the sun will be out and it's going to be another gorgeous day. Well, let's start the Tuesday morning show like we do every Tuesday, wishing out some celebrity birthdays.
Hope we got some good ones today.
We'll start out with a good one, Mark. Celebrating, you're good at this. Johnny Depp, if you're enjoying your birthday today, you're sharing with Johnny Depp. How old is he
today?
I'd say
Johnny Depp is 46.
Boy, you're way off this time, brother. 51.
Usually, 5 years.
Yeah, usually within
that's
a year.
Way off.
For you, it is. When you especially
hey, I saw,
when
speaking
so
of
young.
Johnny Depp, I just saw a preview for his new movie the other day, the Whitey Bulger, where he plays the gangster that they finally caught.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that looks like it's going to be a hit.
Is that right?
You know, he's always best when he's in character.
Yeah.
Playing somebody.
Yeah.
And this Whitey Bulger, excuse me, you almost don't know it's Johnny Depp.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Does it look like it might be a hit because his last couple
Oscar
have been
Oscar-worthy.
Let's see. I mean, unless it's Pirates of the Caribbean, it's a flop, right? Or Alice in Wonderland. Well, actually, there was only one Alice in Wonderland, right?
Yeah.
But unless it's Pirates of the Caribbean, it's a flop? Lone Ranger, flop?
Yeah, you
the
know
The Tourist,
what?
Flop?
It's funny you mentioned Lone
Mordecai,
Ranger.
Mordecai, flop?
I forgot all about Lone Ranger the other day.
Rum Diaries, flop?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's got to play somebody.
And what's that other one, the Transporters? You saw that in the plane.
Transparent.
The Transparent, how was that?
Flop.
Flop, oh gosh. So this looks good, though?
This does look good. Okay. It's based on a true story, the most wanted man in America,
right.
Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
Caught him a
sounds
few
like
years ago in Santa Monica, living there for 20 years.
Sounds like a gangster name.
It is a gangster.
Yeah.
It's Whitey Bulger.
Right, right. I know. So I'm saying it sounds like a gangster. Okay,
so happy 40 or 51st.
51, yeah.
He looks good for 51.
He does look good for 51. Natalie Portman.
Oscar winner.
From the
Natalie
Black Swan,
Portman.
Right?
Yeah, Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman.
33. Michael J. Fox.
Oh, he's our age. He's 50. He'd be 54.
That's the Fox. He's 53 today.
Huh? 53. Oh, I thought he was a year older than this.
53.
Okay.
Happy birthday. Happy 36th birthday to Miroslav Klose.
Miroslav Klose?
Professional soccer player.
Oh,
Miroslav
big deal.
Klose. How about Miami Heat player Udonis Haslin?
Yeah, he's got to be 29.
34.
Yeah, very close.
34.
Very
close. My main guy in ESPN, Dickie V, Dick Vitale.
Well, that old geezer, he must be 83.
75. Boy, you're really off today,
oh,
Mark.
Oh, he's 75?
Dickie V, 75 today.
Oh, wow.
Lives in Orlando. Actually, St. Petersburg.
Huh.
Jackie Mason. I thought he was deceased.
Jackie Mason's got to be 89.
83. Boy, Mark, usually you're
only
either
6 years off.
Yeah, but you're usually right on between 1 and 3.
Hey.
Today you're 5 and 6 plus.
Hey.
Teddy Bruschetti. Teddy Bruschetti.
Who?
Former Teddy Bruschetti. Former Arizona Wildcat. Former New England Patriot, and now ESPN commentator Teddy Bruschetti is celebrating 41 today.
Wow.
And that will wrap it up, Mark, for the celebrity birthdays for Tuesday, June 9th.
Some good ones there, right?
Right. Yeah, there's always – we always have – well, actually, you know who's missing today? We always have someone who's real popular. We always have like an obscure person like Miroslav Klose, the soccer player. And then we usually always have a deceased person, whether they'd be celebrating their 115th
right.
birthday or whatever.
Any of those today?
None today, but one of the former Rockefeller wives was on here.
One of the former Rockefeller wives?
Yeah. She would have been 105.
Oh, she would have been 105.
Yeah. What was her name? Natty or a real weird first name. But happy birthday to all those celebrating today, my friend.
Wow. Good day, right? Good day.
Good day. Every day is a good day in Shangri-La, right?
I love it. I love it. It's a good day all over the place. So what do we got? What's going on today?
Well, first I want to make a comment. Well, lots to comment about. But did you hear that Kanye West, had we been doing the show yesterday, we would have been congratulating him and wishing his birthday yesterday. Do you know what he did yesterday for his birthday?
Oh, boy, who could figure that guy out?
Rented out the Staples Center for him and his brothers. Not brothers, but his friends, to play basketball on the court and listen to DJ music, drink expensive scotch, and have gourmet food served.
Well, you heard what he's doing with the baby that's turning two.
Disneyland, right?
Yeah. They're going to rent
out. Boy, they really big pimp it. I mean, you'll share with us what he's doing for the baby, but this was his birthday celebration yesterday, renting out Staples. It's kind of extreme, right, just to play basketball?
Well, I guess when you have that kind of money and that kind of fame, you want the extreme. You don't want to go down to the local Y and do it, so you got to do it bigger and bolder.
Just like Loian, he proposed to Kim. He rented out
right.
the baseball
stadium.
Right,
and you know, he's so anti-publicity, anti-paparazzi. When you do these things, that's all you're going to do. You're going to get attention. You're going to get paparazzi. You're going to get media exposure.
Yep.
So, you know, this guy needs to figure out what he wants to do in life, how he wants to handle it. If you're going to open the door to something like this stunt, then open it up that you're going to get hit by the press and the media and the...
So that being said, what's the plan for the baby?
He's renting out Disneyland for the day for the North Woods.
Northwood.
Northwood.
Northwest.
Second birthday party. Yeah, Northwoods. I'm thinking about the Northwoods.
That's got to be in the millions.
Because Disney wants you to pay everything that they expect to make that day.
The revenue they'd make
in
that day.
In food, souvenirs, admissions. Now, you figure that's got to be... Maybe they make $10 million a day or more than $10 million
a day. Who knows?
I would think.
But like you say, you got the money. But let's say it is $10 million. Let's say it's $5 million. If you've got to be at least $5 million, right? So let's just say even though you got the money, you're spending $5 million for a 24-hour period.
And you're not going to be there for 24 hours. Remember,
right.
So you got the baby.
Right, for the day.
But
you're
paying the $5 million or $10 million for maybe 6 hours.
Yeah, as opposed to like if you use that money to buy a house you'll have for 20 years or whatever. Or let's say you bought you bought 10 Phantom Rolls Royces. You got something.
And
you know?
To be quite honest with you, as a two-year-old, you know, I'm a season pass holder at Disneyland and have been for years. So I go once or twice a month. And one thing that really irks me, my son, we didn't bring our son there until he was five.
Yeah,
we
five's a good number.
Right, you got to figure. You got to be old enough to really appreciate, understand, and remember. Bringing a baby that's just turning two and spending that kind of money at Disneyland, really?
And it might even be more than $5 million.
Oh, I think it is. I think it's got to be at least 10. They make more than $5 million a day at that place.
Yeah.
They make $5 million in the admissions alone.
I wonder if they're going to go through with it or if it's just generating some PR and interest and just us talking about it. Because, like you said, you're there for less than an hour, maybe 12 hours, maybe 6 hours.
You have to wonder. Hey, but anyhow, as long as we're talking about that, I want to do a quick shout-out to one of the brands that's participating
in our
Beat Bobby Flay Season 6 official gift bag, which is actually they're distributing the gift bags today as we speak for Season 6 of Beat Bobby Flay. This is the third or fourth season we've produced these official gift bags. So we've got 30 or 40 great, wonderful, eclectic brands in this official gift bag. And one of them that came on board that's included is a brand called E-Doable. E-Dowable. Now, I might be wrong
is
in the pronunciation.
Is that eatable? Like,
it's E-D-O-U-G-H-B-L-E. Edible, but it's not really spelled edible. It's
pronounce it several different ways, Mark, just so we don't get a call in, because the last time we mispronounced something.
Well, I'm giving you the spelling. It's E-D-O-U-G-H-B-L-E.com. And what this is it's ready-to-eat cookie dough. And they've been doing this since 2008. You know, a lot of times you got to go and make the cookie dough before you do the cooks and so forth.
You bet.
This stuff, you get this stuff at edible. I'll pronounce it edible, even though it's
not supposed to be
dough. Yeah. They've been making this ready-to-eat cookie dough since 2008. And you know, the great thing about edible.com is these guys donate 5% of all sales to the Food Recovery Network.
Always good to give back.
Which is a great association. It's a great, I guess you can call it a charity type thing. But it's a neat product, and they help out a great cause. And they are in our official Beat Bobby Flay gift bag, which is being distributed as we speak in the Big Apple.
Great event, so, too. Great opportunity to be involved in.
Yeah, Beat Bobby Flay show Thursdays at 10 p.m. on the Food Network.
Great.
And again, this is edouhble.com.
Yeah.
Edouble.com. Fantastic. Thanks again for participating, Ryman.
Fantastic. Good event. Good placement.
Yes.
And Bobby Flay, who was just out here last week.
Got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last Tuesday.
And we were invited to come out and meet him. However, we were filming. We'll go into that later about our filming. But yeah, he got his star. But how about this? Somebody rented a plane, Mark, to pull a sign over Hollywood Boulevard saying cheater.
Well, now, you know, he's going through that ugly divorce.
Divorce, that's
so
right.
So who would do something like that other than the wife?
Right.
It's got to be the wife.
Yeah.
But you know, she's trying to claim fame for his success.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think he's successful. One, a couple of reasons, because he's a good chef. He looks the part. And, you know, I'm sure the wife helped out with the career, as did Kris Jenner with Bruce Jenner's career. However, if you can't do the cooking, you're not the star. And I'm not sure how much the wife did to help.
They got
him.
Any kids?
They do have kids. They've got a couple kids. And as a matter of fact, they were at the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week for the induction.
Well, you know, there was talk. You know, Jada De Laurentiis is also going through a divorce, and they're both friends from, you know, their industry and Food Network and so forth. Somebody mentioned something about that there was a possibility that they may be hooking up.
Wow. Well, celebrities like to hook up. You know, that's a fact.
Yeah. Met them both wonderful people, and it is what it is, you know? I mean, what could you say? Life goes on.
Wish him the best of luck, and thanks, Bobby, for letting the Wild Creations produce your official.
And we just came on board only the last month for this.
About a month or so.
And speaking of that event, another event we're currently doing, Mark, you mentioned just a moment ago, Sardinia. That's the island where our Costa Smeralda golf tournament is going on, correct?
Costa Smeralda Invitational.
Costa Smeralda Italian Invitational.
No, it's just CostaSmeraldaInvitational.com.
What did I say?
Italian. You said Costa Smeralda Italian Invitational. Right.
Taking place on June 27th. Is that correct?
It is, in the tiny island of Sardinia.
Yeah, we will not be there. Usually we like to participate and be on site when any event's taking place.
We came on board 3 weeks ago today.
Yeah, three weeks ago today, and the event's taking place in 2 to 3 weeks. So if anybody out there listening has a golf brand or a interesting brand.
It doesn't have to be golf.
They'd like to get included in the gift
bag. We're producing the official celebrity gift bag, which is going to the celebrities and the professional golfers, taking place June 27th at the Costa Smeralda Resort in Sardinia. It's the first annual Costa Smeralda Invitational, which is benefiting UNICEF and Autism Now. So it's a great event for a great cause at a great location with some great people getting the gift bags. This is Master of Ceremonies, and guest host is world-class golfer Justin Rose. So it's a great way to promote your brand, your product, your service. So if you want to be included in this exciting celebrity charity event, contact wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Very good. Very good. How was the weekend, Mark? Pretty
Fantastic.
Busy one for both of us. Let's start out with the movies. Entourage on Friday. You saw it on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, I am a huge Entourage fan, as are you. Loved the show. Hated it when it went off. Had very high expectations for the movie because I liked it so much. However, that being said, I figured the movie's probably going to be just like four episodes back to back to back. And I thought it was okay. I liked the music. I liked all the cameos. And I liked the ending a lot. Vince is always too cool. And drama is like the best. Next to Ari, drama is the best part of the movie. But it seemed like I was in my home, in my living room, watching back-to-back episodes of Entourage. I don't know what it missed. But I still did like it because I'm a huge fan. You thought it was disappointing.
Well, like you said, it's like, you know, you're watching four episodes of Entourage, which no doubt is what it felt like. And I've got the entire series on DVD. all the episodes that have been on DVD were great episodes. All you needed to do was put together some great episodes and combine them and make a good movie. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's not what they did in this case. The writing was poor, and the episodes they put together, it wasn't there,
yeah.
First off, in my opinion. Again, there were some good parts to it, no doubt about that, especially if you're an Entourage fan. You like it.
Yeah.
But it didn't really go the way I thought. I think they stretched out a little longer than it should have. Some of the stuff was really ridiculous. I mean, Sure, Turtle made some money with the tequila company, but how far after the show went off the air is this supposed to be set?
Yeah.
Because he's living at a Malibu estate that's like worth $20 million.
Yeah, and he was ready to throw up $8 million to finance Vince's movie.
Which is really quite silly. And I think the series ended where...
I forgot how it ended.
Yeah, well, he was just going. Oh. Vince was just going out to get married.
He was going to get married.
Yeah.
Ari was off to Italy.
Yeah.
And Turtle just did the deal, the tequila
deal.
Right.
And so, but now the series starts where Vince is just saying he just got out of the shortest marriage in history. So, how much time has elapsed? I thought that was. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I expected more out of it. It made $6 million opening day, which absolutely was a huge hit, and everybody expected it to be a huge hit based on those numbers. Then over the course of the next couple of days, ending at the weekend, it only pulled in another $4 million, making it a $10 million weekend, which is, in terms of Hollywood, is actually a
flop.
Disaster.
But it was competing. You got to give it a break, because it was competing against that movie with Melissa McCarthy's Spy, and everybody was talking how that was going to be the big hit. I like her. I just don't really care for her movies, but $39 million.
The only difference of that, Spy and this has a built-in audience of 10 years. So when you say this is what they were going up against, sure, but who knows what direction the Spy was going to go.
Yeah.
And if they had concerns about that, then put it another opening weekend.
And but, San Andreas made another 25, and that's just typical.
The Hollywood weekend blockbuster
but
in the summer.
I still liked it, though. Like you said, there was bad writing, and I think as time progresses, the farther away I come from seeing it, I'm going to like it even more and more. How'd you like when they were out at the yacht? Did you see the usher? Did the ship look from what I'm talking about is that the opening scene of Entourage are out in the where are they? They're off the coast of Spain.
Spain, yeah.
And they're approaching a huge yacht. It was called the Usher. And Mark and I do an annual event out in Boca Raton for the Chris Everett, chriseverett.org charity. And last year when we were there, this particular yacht was in dock. In fact, all the celebrities. Is that what the celebrities went out on last year, Mark?
Yeah, it's a
they always have a party
post-
the night.
It's a post grand gala party just with the celebrities.
And they get to go out, but they went out on the Usher. So it was the same yacht that was used in this film. Fantastic, huge. And didn't it start great, though? They're out there in the open water. They got this party. Anyhow.
Yeah, it started out great.
When it gets out on Redbox, I'll rent it for $1. When it gets on HBO, I'll TiVo it to keep. And But
had its moments.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they got Ari driving around that
Mercedes.
Republican-style Mercedes.
Yeah.
He goes later out and gets his Ferrari and starts driving. But that Mercedes, really? That's what they have him driving in?
I'm surprised. Again. Was anybody driving in a Maserati through the season? I mean, the last time the
Maserati?
Season? Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw it was in the parking lot.
Oh, no, he had the
Aston Martin. It was in Ari's parking lot. He bought the Maserati for his wife.
That's right. Aston Martin was driven by E during the series, though. But I was just wondering when the series was on, if anybody was driving the Maserati.
Right.
But the answer is no. Hey, big shout-out, Mark, to a brand that has been with us, Justin's Peanut Butter. They've been with us over the years for many different events, from gift bags to gifting sweets to providing product placement to some of our celebrity fans. Whether it be Justin's, JUSTINS.com. Go there for peanut butter cups, and it's all very healthy stuff, too. It's organic. I know the people in our office like it. My girls like it as well, and I like it, too. I mean, I'm holding a – too bad this is just a podcast and you can't see this, but Stark
Correct
chocolate.
Me if I'm wrong. They also sell this at Target.
They do sell it at Target, and it's fantastic. And they also have peanut butter spreads packets. Like if you're on the go, you don't want to bring the whole jar. It's like in the peanut butter in a packet, which is great. You just snip it open, put it in a cracker, put it in a banana. Or what I did last week, I sliced one open, and I just ate it like that. That was my snack.
The Justin's peanut butter?
Yeah, I sliced open the peanut butter pack and just ate it. But it's great stuff.
Oh, it's you're talking about the actual peanut butter spread that's in there. Yeah,
And I didn't spread on anything but my tongue. But almond, maple, all kind of fantastic flavors.
What I have here in my hand is the peanut butter cup, and Mark, I'll give that to you.
Okay.
You could crack it open. You could share it. There's two in there. But Justin's, JUSTIN.S.com for peanut butter cups, for peanut butter spreadable. Get to Target, like Mark said. Get to their website. Just buy the stuff. They just really came on board for
real
us.
Real quick thing, Matt, as you know, we have a core business, which is Wow Creation. So even while we're doing our radio show, we are also still contacting business as it comes in. We just got an email from Paul regarding a shipment for the Bay tomorrow. He's asking if he can get this stuff delivered tomorrow.
Oh, so great. Wonderful.
I would say yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But anyhow, Justin's.com, and they just came on board. Mark just mentioned the Bay.
I'm cracking it open right now.
Yeah, do it, brother. The Bay is a Emmy-winning online television show called The Bay. And Mark and I had the pleasure of filming last week. We've been providing some beverage and snacks for the crew and cast. And Justin's came on board.
Craft services.
To provide at the last minute. And they're doing it again. So, again, big shout-out to Justin's, folks. But great, Mark. Respond to Paul. Tell him to
deliver it
tomorrow. And speaking of The Bay, we, you know, in addition to bringing some product to the cast and crew, we had the pleasure of being invited to
be on the set,
set as extras last week, and loved it. I got to say, if you've never had the opportunity to be involved in a commercial or a film or an independent motion picture or a commercial or anything, if the opportunity comes, at least take advantage of it because it's fun stuff. It's long days. It can be grueling at times. But
I love it. It's hurry up to wait.
Yeah, hurry up to wait, and that's just the nature of the game. But I love when our spot came up, and we had to take that, about four times, Mark?
Don't blink an eye, you'll miss us.
Yeah, but so I don't know when that's going to be, but keep listening, and when we get that information, we'll share it with you. And for those of you out there who are fans of The Bay, continue to watch. The new season is being filmed as we speak, and if you've not heard of it or never watched an episode, go to The Bay, www.thebaytheseries.com, and check out a couple episodes. I think they're anywhere from 18 to 25 minute increments, which is great. You know, watch it.
It
from
sucks
your
you in. I was watching one last week, and it just sucks you in, right?
Yeah, I watched three. That was, I guess the first time that I had watched the episode, but three back to back. And I had to finally just stop watching because I couldn't find myself sitting in front of the computer watching for 3 hours. I didn't have the time. But did it draw you in too, Mark?
It did. I enjoyed it.
You know, I never really been a soap opera person, but
and I like the fact that it's short. It's not like you have to watch it for a half hour.
That's what I'm saying.
Hour.
18 to 22 minutes. I think maybe there were a couple for 25, but I enjoyed it. Yeah, I just can't get into watching stuff on tablet. I know my daughters, they watch stuff. They have Netflix for the live streaming. They watch on their laptops or iPads or whatever. I just myself can't. I don't have the time because it seems like you and I, we're
right.
always working or we're on the phone or whatever. So I just can't see it on a tablet.
Right.
But it's a great concept, though, right?
It is. Well, that's how you can watch us on the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of Wow.
Oh, do tell.
FirstRun.tv, 24/7, 365, your tablet, laptop, desktop,
and when
iPad, iPhone,
speaking
Android.
Of, we're supposed to be filming again pretty soon. When's that coming up, Mark?
Well, soon. What more can I say except soon? But this is in regards to your online stream, watching TV, watching a show like The Bay.
Yeah.
If you like to get your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, please go to www.firstrun.tv. Go to Channel 2, Harris Brothers World of Wow. We've got a couple episodes on there right now. We got four in the can getting ready to come out. So you've got some great family entertainment. Enjoy it.
Yeah. I know we were talking about the weekend. We only stopped at the movies. There's a lot more to go and discuss. However, Mark, I wanted to jump back a week earlier and talk about something that we did. We attended opening day at the San Diego Polo Club.
We mentioned that last Tuesday.
We did. However, the San Diego Polo Club, we were not supposed to be on the radio last week. We told them not to listen. We told them to listen this week.
Gotcha.
So just wanted to follow up on that, even though, again, we weren't supposed to be here last week. We were, so we talked about it. We're talking about it again. San Diego Polo Club. That's sbpolo.com. Fantastic. If you've never been to a polo match, you got to go. We've got them throughout Southern California. This one that we have went to three times last year. We went to the opening match. We went to a match during the middle of the summer and the closing match. The San Diego Polo Club opening match last week was fantastic. It was like going to the Kentucky Derby. Anything horse-related, whether they're racing or they're playing polo, Harris Brothers love it. It's fashion. It's cocktails. It's
networking.
Cuisine.
I love the networking.
It's networking. It's cigar smoke. And it started out as a cloudy day, but the clouds cleared up. And, of course, we were primarily displaying our fashion, our what's typical of our King of Swag tastemaker fashion, from the hats to the bow ties to the colorful
pocket squares and such. But it's a networking event, and as much as we love going, we do gander and watch the races, the horses. But they score so quickly, I couldn't even tell you who won or what the score was because it's nonstop from the time you get there.
Well, they're not scoring quickly. It's like hockey. It could take them a while before they actually score.
But we were there for 20 minutes, and then I heard somebody say Team A is winning 6-4, and this was within like a 20-minute span. So the points are being scored, and I just didn't catch it. But and I love the stomping of the divots. What that is, it's kind of like halftime.
It's at the end of a chucker, which is a period or a quarter. It's called a chucker.
All the guests and people that are there to watch and enjoy are invited to come out into the field and stomp on the divot, which is the ground that's torn up from the horses galloping across the field. It gets ripped up pretty good. So you get a couple hundred people out there, and you're stamping on them. You're stomping on the divot, and it's the time to have a cocktail. A lot of times they have, for this particular event, they usually have champagne that's being offered, and you bring a glass out, and you have a drink.
It's a party. It's a party environment out on the polo field. Which is great because they've also got open field in the back of the polo.
Which is, what do they call that? Tailgating.
Tailgating.
$10.
So you get all the tailgaters can come out and mingle with the people that are paying to be at the polo match and to be inside the main area.
Bring all your food. Bring your cocktails.
Bring your scotch out there. Bring your flask, your glass of bubbly, and just start stomping.
For $10.
Enjoying, smoking your cigar.
Or if you want to be a little more upscale, you pay, I think it's $12 to $15, you get in and you enjoy. They sell champagne there. They have a wonderful variety of cuisine being served. And if you're fortunate enough to get involved or invited to the host-sponsored party like we did last week, Riviera Magazine, they always have a wonderful variety of food being served, and they sure did last week, didn't they, Mark?
It was great. Again, I like the assortment. They had all these different sandwiches. The desserts were fantastic.
Yeah, the little
cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers, just great. And then our favorite champagne. And here we go again with struggling with the name. Vive Klug.
That sounds about right.
Vive Klug? Okay, well, there you go. But yeah, just a wonderful day at the San Diego Polo Club from opening to closing. There was two matches, then they had a DJ, and they had the party, like I said, sponsored by Riviera Magazine. We just absolutely love it.
It's great, and I hope to go back at least a couple more times. Yeah. At least a couple more times. Closing day.
Yeah. The only thing is it's just such a long drive from up here. It's like 2.5 hours to get there. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. It's just a long drive going back.
Well, maybe next time we head on down there, we make a day of it, and we visit one of our Storage Wars partners down there, which is at their store.
Bargain Hunters
in beautiful downtown Poway.
Renee and Casey.
Right. So they've got their store down there. So maybe we go to the polo match. Before we go to the polo match, we do the pop-in at Bargain Hunters.
That sounds
just
good.
Just surprise them and say, here we are.
Yeah. Still is a long drive back home, but
indeed,
love it. So hopefully we can go three times this year like we did last summer. We went to the opening match. We went at one point throughout the summer another day, and then we went for closing. So that would be nice to do this year as well. Yeah. And I know we're going to be going down at the same off-ramp, but right across on the other side of the freeway, we'll be going to the opening of Del Mar.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of San Diego Polo Club, anyhow, big shout-out for the invitation, attending. We loved participating.
Now, I want to do a big shout-out to another one of these brands, these exciting brands that we just had in our Beat Bobby Flay show on the Food Network Season 6 and 7 here.
Yeah.
And I'm pronouncing it Zinzi Travel Stuff. I'll give you the website. It's ZNZITRAVELSTUFF.com. Zinzi Travel Stuff.
Damn, another tongue twister.
Yeah, Zinzi. Zinzi Travel Stuff. And the great thing about this is, what this is it's a travel pillow. Now, I know you're saying, another travel pillow, but this is more than just any travel pillow. It's got different shapes and sizes. This thing, you can move it into different positions. They've got a triple snap neck support. They've got a middle snap, a Z-snap, clip and carry case, half snap, two snap fold. But basically what this means, ladies and gentlemen, is you can flip and fold this pillow to fit around your head when you're at home, when you're on the plane, when you're in the car, to make it as comfortable as you want. Right now, you're just a snap away from complete comfort.
It's very soft, no doubt about it. I was trying it out yesterday.
Zinzi.
I think my daughter, who's going up to Portland this weekend, I think she's already confiscated to take with her.
Create unique shapes for traveling or stay at home. Unfold to discover just a few of the most popular configurations. Click the 6 magnets in different directions for customized head and neck support. This is exciting. This is scientific stuff we're talking about here.
Absolutely.
Victoria, you and your associates, your brand, thanks so much for participating in this season's Beat Bobby Flay show on the Food Network. And again, let me give that website out to everybody who's interested in purchasing one of these babies. It's ZNZITravelStuff.com, and it's Zinzi. TravelStuff.com. So thanks again, Victoria. We appreciate you being included. Thanks for sending Matt and I our own pillow.
Yes.
We received that last week. And like Matt said, he's looking forward to using it, and his daughter's going to be using it next week. So thanks again for participating. We'd love to have some neat different things like this in our giftings.
You know, Mark, I wanted to ask you that. I forgot. On the pillow or whatever, there's those little suction cups on there.
Yeah, correct.
Is that used for, like, if you're traveling on a road trip?
No.
And you put – what is that used for?
That's
then?
Used to different – do the – positioning differently. You could fold it and flip it upside down. It locks it in for the different shapes. And
so I didn't quite get that. I thought maybe you use it like on a road trip. You put the suctions up against the window, and then you could lean your head, you know, up against the window.
No. Well, you can lean it up against the window. That's one of the things they've got.
Well, there you have it then.
Right? You're right. You're right about that. It's the Z-Snap window support.
Z-Snap window support.
So you could, you're right. It's a suction cup you could put on the window, and then you could lean your head on that.
Yeah.
Which is something I'm sure you do, because you sleep like it's nobody's business on these planes.
Oh, are you
kidding?
With your
mouth wide open.
Oh, man.
Good thing there are no flies
on
the plane while we're flying, because these flies would be going right in your mouth.
I got some pictures of you I think I'll be posting.
Nothing like that. Well, you've got pictures of me sleeping, but my mouth is closed.
Wide open,
your mouth is wide open.
Wide open.
Okay, so thanks again, Zinzi Travel Stuff, for being included.
And, you know, one of the things, Mark, I love about Wild Creations, and like you said, what our core business is, and we bring a lot of new products to the table, introduce them to the celebrities, we always get one, too. So whether it's a trip to Hawaii or it's a new bottle of booze or whatever, we always have an opportunity to test the brands and the products too. So that's one of the great things about being a tastemaker.
Indeed.
Right?
It absolutely is. Absolutely is. And hey, I want to do a big shout out, because as we know, this weekend history was made in Belmont Park in New York.
Oh, you betcha.
For the running of the Belmont Stakes, and we have seen a Triple Crown winner, American Pharoah. Congratulations for your incredible win. But before that happened, I want to do a big shout out to Santa Anita. Santa Anita is the great race place out here in Arcadia, California. Has been since the 30s. Now, this is a great place to go see a race. Now, if you cannot make it to Louisville or Baltimore or Belmont to see the Triple Crown races, the best place to see it is at Santa Anita in Arcadia. And that's santaanita.com. We had the great pleasure of being invited last weekend to attend the Chandelier Room at Santa Anita to watch the running of the Belmont Stakes. Now, the Chandelier Room is just fantastic. I mean, it's luxurious. It's elegant. It's very comparable to the mansions at Churchill Downs in Louisville, which is where you and I have been the last couple of years.
Yeah,
we've been watching the church.
Right,
the
special
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. Premium,
yeah.
VIP treatment all the way, like you said. The room is called the Chandeliers, and they have wonderful chandeliers. It's just, like you said, also elegant. It's just great. There's a private entrance to get in. Take the elevator up, and there you go.
I loved when we got there the other day. We were greeted. Well, first off, after we valet parked, we got right away hit up for our Storage Wars fame. People are
Storage recognized,
Wars fans,
and we sure
pictures.
Do enjoy that.
And then once you get upstairs, you know, you check in at the main check-in down on the first floor. You take the elevator, which is lovely. I like having an elevator operator. It's like it takes you to a
yesteryear.
More, yeah. So we get off the elevator, and they got champagne waiting for you.
I love that.
The program waiting for you.
And that's just like the mansions at Churchill Downs
right.
as well.
Yeah.
Except you get the champagne before you go in the elevator at Churchill Downs.
Right.
Here you get it afterwards.
Right. Which is great. We got off the elevator. We got the champagne. We got the tip sheet. We got the program. And you got off the elevator, and right away you heard the buzz going on. There's music,
it was buzzing.
There's people.
And what time did we get there? We got there kind of early, didn't we? We get there at 1 o'clock?
We got there around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and I think they open up the doors at 12.
Could be, yeah.
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 And like you said, it was buzzing.
Happening.
Yeah.
It was buzzing. I mean, this place was great. And you walk into the grand room there, the great room, and there's the chandeliers, and you got all the food and booze is flowing. I mean, it was just
They had a live band there playing like Dixie. It sounded like it was Dixieland at the start, but then it went to a variety of tunes. But the live band was great.
Yeah, it really was. And then
and the large TVs where the races were going.
Yeah.
And then good thing about the private room is, too, the chandelier room, when you went to make a bet, there was never more than like 5 or 6 people.
Well, you had your own private
betting
table.
Which is fantastic.
Just like the mansions.
Yeah, so thank you so much to Santa Anita team and the chandelier room and everybody who invited us to attend. We had a wonderful time, and we were fortunate enough to bring the wives as well. The wives do not travel with us or attend most events that we go to, but they did come with us this time, and they absolutely loved it. We had a nice little private area with couches, and then they were even passing around frozen cocktails that were in the shape of Tasty Pops.
Otter Pops.
Yeah. And the beverage that they were serving was Sex on the Beach. Very cold, very refreshing, and just, I mean, we can't say it enough. And to make things even better, we won. I picked the number one and two horse to play to go. Well, everybody pretty much took
American Pharoah
to win, and Frosted came in second. So nothing better than having a great day at the races and then to compound that with victories.
The food was provided by the Church Key in West Hollywood, established in 2013. And they, everything they had there was fantastic. One of the best things I liked, were those maple donuts? Hot mini maple donuts. I must have had four or five of these things, which is okay because they weren't big like an average size donut.
Yeah.
But pastry chef Jan Opina from the Church Key in West Hollywood.
Oh, Mark, they were called brioche donuts.
Oh, brown
butter.
Okay.
Glazed, espresso glazed, strawberry glazed. Oh, I didn't get any of the strawberry glazed.
Huh. No, I don't think I did either.
We just got the brown butter.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that was good.
I shouldn't just say just. That was enough.
Yeah.
But could I share some of the menu?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. The menu, again, provided by the Church Key. A crispy rice spicy tuna, English pea falafel, grilled shrimp cocktail. I didn't see the grilled shrimp cocktail.
Nor did I.
Truffled tahini aioli, salt and vinegar popcorn. I know
that
Stacey
was delicious.
Bringing that back.
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't have any of that.
Well, you didn't try any of that?
I didn't.
Oh.
Filipino pork barbecue, beef sliders with pimento cheese, albacore tataki, braised and smoked pork ribs. Wow, my mouth is watering.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, Harry's Berries Strawberry Salad, Heirloom Tomato Salad, Watermelon Salad, and then the desserts. The Church Key Marshmallow Liquid Nitrogen Ice Cream.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of, you know, once I got planted, I didn't want to move.
Yeah, it was very comfortable.
Yeah.
It was almost like a mini room we had there all to ourselves.
It was like a VIP section.
Yeah, it was like an alcove right off of the main hall, the Great Hall, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Close to the betting tables, betting windows. Close to the video screens, close to the outside exit where you could watch the racing going on at San Diego.
Or if you need a breath of fresh air, just venture outwards. And fantastic. Can't say it enough.
Yeah, it was great. And then we won, like you said, we also bet on American Pharoah plus Frosted. So we had the winner and the the place.
How exciting to watch that. And we got to watch on the big screen TV. Everybody was getting into it.
Boy, was everybody getting into that thing.
Yeah.
That was great. We met NBC newsman Robert Cavassier there, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And
he wanted us to send him the picture he took, right?
I gave him the business card. So I don't know what his contact information was. So, you know.
Right.
It was a great time. It was a great afternoon. The place was packed. Can't say enough things. Katie, thanks for everything. She was our contact.
Look forward to going back again. Does the season end, do you know? Because now Hollywood Park is no longer there.
Right.
So the next, I think Del Mar picks up. Del Mar, I think that's probably July 16th is when that starts.
Something like that. I know this Saturday they're giving out an American Pharoah poster, which is cool because it's a poster of American Pharoah winning the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. So the first 5,000 people to Santa Anita this Saturday will get a American Pharoah poster, and that's santaanita.com. It's the great race place. And if you're going, you haven't been, you got to get to the Chandelier Room. I mean, go to an event that's doing on there and go to the Chandelier Room. There's all sorts of neat things going on at Santa Anita, so please go and check it out.
And speaking of Santa Anita and speaking of Del Mar and speaking of racing, didn't last week Hollywood Park, wasn't just blown up?
Yeah, they blew it up, which is too bad. But you know what? I didn't like going out to Hollywood Park anyhow.
Yeah,
it was all the way by the airport.
Didn't like the part of town. It was not in the best part of town where Santa Anita, not only is it around the block from you, it's beautiful.
Santa Anita's a class act.
Yeah.
You know, I know the Hollywood stars went to Hollywood Park, but it wasn't the best part of town.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, so
totally missed, I guess. But Yeah. So, c'est la vie.
Yeah, c'est la vie, c'est la grâce. Hey, let's switch to sports real quick, and let's give a big shout-out to the USA women's soccer team, because it's the Women's World Cup right now. Did you even know that, Mark?
The Women's World Cup. Oh, yeah, FIFA you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Women's World Cup, and favorite to win it all is the U.S. team. So it started on Saturday, and I haven't watched
any
game.
How long does that go for?
It goes probably for a month, just like the World Cup.
Right.
Probably not that long, because I don't think they have as many teams, so maybe 3 weeks. But anyhow, the U.S. women's team is favorite to win the whole thing, and they beat Australia yesterday. Congratulations to them. And I'm not a soccer fan, as neither are you, but I am glued to the World Cup. I mean, when the World Cup is on, like last year, I watch them all. Mm-hmm, I mean, I watch all the games. But I just don't know if I
can. Was that just last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Rio?
Yeah. I just and how about all that crap going on with FIFA right now?
You know, there's so much the bribes abuse and corruption in everything around the world that you don't even know of. So I never heard of this type of thing going on with FIFA before. But you know, when you've got these kind of dollars involved, I guess it's understandable.
Yes, yeah, so now they're saying that which is supposed to be the next World Cup in Russia and then in Qatar,
Qatar
are probably not going to be taking place because they're saying that they were bought.
I think they do need to reevaluate and review that again. And if that was the case after an investigation, then handle it accordingly. But an investigation needs to be done, because if these two locations were given based on corrupt bribery and things of that nature, it must end.
You know,
I'm
surprised that one guy who was in charge, the most powerful person in all sports, and I can't even recall his name, resigned
Seth Blatt.
Resigned last week. And this was just after all this, they voted him into he was voted in again to be the president.
Well, he saw it was getting close. Yeah. They were moving closer and closer to indicting him and finding out that he had his hand in the pot. So I guess he figured better now than later.
Right.
Hey, you know, the Playboy Jazz Festival is coming up in next weekend, the 13th and 14th at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's right.
So I want to do a big shout out to Playboy Jazz Festival, and taking place. It's Grand Master of Ceremonies this year is George Lopez.
Fantastic.
And I think he's done this for a couple of years already.
Replacing Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
I mean, he did it like forever.
Yeah.
But big shout out to George Lopez, and
I
love
it. It's a 2-day event. It's the 13th and 14th.
And it's usually on Father's Day too.
Yeah, so
this year's a week earlier. Yeah, which is great.
So it's Playboy Jazz Festival. I think it's playboyjazzfestival.com.
Yeah, probably.
So tickets are still available. You can go there, get it. It's at the Hollywood Bowl, which is a great place to see a concert.
Which is one of the best venues, also in California, to see a concert up in the hills in Hollywood. There,
June 13th, June 14th. Hopefully, we will be there. George Lopez, Master of Ceremonies, I think for about the fourth or fifth year in a row.
I'd love to cover that event, Mark.
Yeah.
Great history.
This is the 37th year, I think, they're doing it.
Yeah, and I remember 25 years ago, were you with me when I was there and I met Hugh Hefner?
Yes, I met Hugh Hefner, and then I introduced him to you.
We were all the way in the back. We had the cheap seats at the time. I think they were like $8.
Nosebleed.
And we were able to bring in a cooler with wine and cheeses.
That's a great thing about these things. You can bring in the cooler food and booze.
Which is fantastic. Yeah. But who would have thought that we'd bump into Hugh Hefner? And this was literally, we're the second row from the back. He was there with a couple of his bunnies. And he actually was just cruising around looking to meet some people. So that was great to meet him.
Yeah.
You know, it was great to meet him. It was a great event. And
I think his time is running out, because he's got to be close to 90. So
I don't think he's been seen for quite some time.
I haven't. You know, usually he's out and about doing something.
Well, maybe he'll make an appearance this weekend, Mark, and maybe we have the opportunity to attend. We'll have the opportunity to once again meet him.
Hopefully
the weather holds up and it's not going to be in the 90s and it's not going to be raining. Hopefully it's going to be like 78 degrees, cool. And, you know, it starts in the afternoon, I think, 2:30, and goes deep into the evening.
Right.
So a wonderful, and like you said, tickets are still available. So get out there, get to the website. If you've got nothing planned, get out there. If you have something planned, work your schedule around and try to make it out there.
Yeah.
Playboy Jazz Festival.
Should be very good.
Do you know who the big names are this weekend?
You know, I looked at the site, and they're, you know, of course they're big names, but I'm not a big jazz person where I would know everybody. Yeah. Traditionally,
they always have at least one, I mean, big name.
I'm looking at the 5-day, and it looks like plenty of sun and 84 for Saturday. So
is that 84 for LA?
Actually, this is for the Valley, so maybe
about 80. Cooler then. Yeah. Maybe 80 or 79.
Yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts, Mark, on those big models? You know, that the world's first size 22 supermodel.
I really don't have any thoughts on it. You know, if you can do it, do it.
Yeah, but have you seen photos of her? I'm all hip for that, man.
I saw something on Entertainment Tonight about her.
But
what's her name?
Her name is Tess Holliday. Not taking anything
away
from her.
I like the name. It sounds very Hollywood.
I give credit where credit is due. But when she's taken, I saw a photo shoot. She was on the beach with like a bathing suit.
One piece or two?
Two.
So it was a bikini?
Oh, I'm sorry. One.
So she was in a, one piece.
One.
Okay.
But,
all right.
But, you know, like I said, I've got nothing against it. She's got a beautiful face and you know, all that. But when she's on the beach in a bathing suit and she's got huge arms smothered with tattoos.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a little too revealing.
Wow.
You know, they did a great spread on her in People Magazine. I have it right here. And again.
Now, did you buy that People Magazine for that issue?
No, we get it. We get it at home.
You get People Magazine at home?
It's through the one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Boy.
So we get that. So, but she's a size 22. What that means, I don't know. I don't know about sizes. I know there's a 00, but whatever. But she looks great in the pictures. You can't be doing these bathing suit scenes.
Yeah.
Especially her arms are huge, and she's lathered with the tattoos, Mark.
I can't see the tattoos on a model.
And not just one or two. I mean, I'm talking lathered, and she's very pale complected.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
Well, I guess there's a market for it somewhere out there, you know.
I guess this one magazine decided to give her a break, right?
Well, more power to her, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, more power to her. But, hey, how about that new show on that debuted on LA Family or Family Network last night about the transgender family?
Yeah.
It's
called – on the Family Network, right? Or the ABC Family.
ABC Family,
right.
Yeah. I just thought it was I didn't like it. I thought it just looked cheap. Looked cheap, like it was done in the cheap and –
Here's some – I wonder if our listeners can hear the ambulance going back.
There goes Mark. Paramedic.
I see it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But anyhow, how coincidentally this show just came out right after Bruce Jenner came out.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There goes the paramedics. Beautiful day in Shangri-La.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the time is winding down. And we'd like to thank our listeners for... hey, are we on this week? We're not on this week,
I don't think
we?
So. I got this new Time Warner now, and I can't go ahead but more than a couple days now to see when anything is on.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't able to see that.
Yeah, I know we were on just this past weekend, but I don't think we're on next week. So keep searching on A&E for the Storage Wars episodes. I think the season is over by now, but it seems like they're always running episodes of us. So
reruns. We're like I Love Lucy. Our reruns will continue to run in infinite, hopefully.
Speaking of I Love Lucy, did you see a couple weeks ago they had the George Reeves Superman from the 50s episode that ran on a Sunday night?
Yeah, because when they ran the Christmas episode, it was a huge hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as long as the people continue to watch it,
mm-hmm.
it's going to continue.
I forgot I wanted to check out what the ratings were. I'm sure they were huge. Which is fantastic.
You're right. I didn't see the ratings either. Yeah. But like you said, I'm sure they were huge.
Mm-hmm. But, Sunday night, Channel 2 at 8 o'clock.
Great. I'll watch it next time it's on.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, you know, we're providing the official gift bags for the Costa Smeralda Invitational in Sardinia, Italy. So if you have any brands, products, or services that you'd like to get included in that gifting, contact us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. If you're looking into seeing what we've been doing or what we've got coming up, go to our website, wildcreationsmedia.com. We're always looking for, we're big in social media, so we're looking for more people to get friends with on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and MySpace and Flickr and what else?
I guess that's about everything. Periscope now is the new thing.
Oh, Periscope,
We still need to start breaking that open. We should use Periscope at Santa Anita the other day. It's live.
Well,
it's like
you've got it
streaming.
On yours,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't even know how that thing operates.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then if you want your daily dose of us, like I mentioned before, just go to firstrun.tv, the Harris Brothers World of Wow. We're running on Channel 2, 24/7, 365, around the clock, around the globe, at your desktop, laptop, iPhone.
We're on Channel 2 there, too?
Right.
Oh, wow.
Listen to our song on our weekly radio show, The Tastemakers, right here on LATalkRadio.com, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Channel 2, LATalkRadio.com, we are The Tastemakers. So there's plenty of ways to watch us, to listen to us, to see us. Right?
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere, except we're not on Storage Wars this weekend, but other than that, we're everywhere.
But maybe we'll be on next week, right?
Yeah.
You never know.
Not next Tuesday. I only went as far as next Tuesday, so who knows what comes on Wednesday.
We're heading out of here shortly. We're meeting a couple of grandkids from our good buddy Ray Paolo, who used to be the director of the Illinois Miss USA pageant in Chicago for a couple of years. He's got a couple of his grandkids. They've come out here to discover the bright lights of Hollywood, get into acting, and we are going to meet these young guys in just a couple minutes and welcome them to the Tinseltown, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to that. And then I guess, what else? We got anything else going on for the rest of the week?
No, no, Mark. Excuse me for snacking these chips. I didn't have breakfast this morning, so I'm
no
sorry.
No breakfast? Are you out of your, nothing at all?
Yeah, well, I had a bite of a coffee cake. Not even a piece, like two bites.
Wow.
For some reason, I wasn't hungry when I got up, but now I'm starving.
Wow.
So my apologies for that. And anything else going on? What's happening this weekend? Oh,
we're
going
to Playboy Jazz, Playboy Jazz Festival, and what else?
And then Tiffany invites us to that
We've got an event in an undisclosed location on Friday. So details to follow next Tuesday.
Information given on need-to-know basis.
No, yeah, when we come back next Tuesday, so we'll give you some...
supposed to be premiere.
Much-needed information.
Top. Yeah.
But until next week, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, thanks for listening to the Harris Brothers and the Tastemakers. We are live here, and now we're off. So enjoy life. Go out there and, like Pitbull says, every day above ground is a good day. Adios, ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.